Everybody, welcome back to It Came From Amity. This is Casey, and across from me, all as always, is Noah.
Noah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Noah's going to be stuffing his face for a little bit because I'm starving, so.
He's got some Chinese, and yeah. I've already had lunch, so I'm good, but.
If you hear a little bit, I'm going to try to keep the mic away from me, but if you hear a little bit, that's what it is.
He's going to be doing some unintentional ASMR.
Yeah, but I'll be here listening and observing, so.
So if you've. If you listened to last week's episode, we talked about doing a sub-series based on Black Widows. And if you follow us on TikTok, I did a short video talking about it being a sub-series, and we're going to be doing it for a little bit. We don't have a specified amount of time just because, you know, we don't want to say we're going to be doing it for like 5 or 6 months or something and we burn ourselves out, because it's just a thing we'll be doing like once a month anyway. So, as far as the sub-series goes.
And Black Widows are... All Black Widows are serial killers.
Right.
But not all female serial killers are Black Widows.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. They follow a general causation. Usually it's for financial gain. Usually
or status.
Right. we covered here about a year and a half ago, we did Belle Gunness, who is probably one of the most famous Black Widow serial killers ever. And she was from Indiana. If you go back to our catalog, you'll easily find that podcast episode. We talked about Belle Gunness and basically how she would lure men via personal ads in the papers. Men would come out and they would never leave. They tend to kind of follow that kind of trend.
Do they call them Black Widows because Black Widows eat their males after having babies? Is that why?
Yeah, after sex, yeah. They'll kill the male spiders.
So they get what they need and then off so them. Long.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where that term comes from. Now, in this particular episode, we're going to be talking about the Black Widow murders, which happened in 2008. So this is a more recent string, and this isn't a serial killing or serial killers. This is just basically what they call these two women, the Black Widow murderers or Black Widow killers. Whoops.
You died.
Ah, no. And it was actually just two men that died, but the cause was the same as for financial gain. So basically what happened in 2008, April 18th, two women, Helen Golay, who was 78, and she lived in Santa Monica, and Olga Rederschmidt, 75, formerly of Hollywood, California, were convicted of the murders of 75? They were both old.
Wow.
Helen was 78 and Olga was 75.
You imagine just a sweet old 75-year-old. That's like your grandma, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And basically what they did was they killed two vagrants. Paul Vados in 1999 and Kenneth McDavid in 2005. So, according to the reports, Golay and Rederschmidt staged Vados and McDavid's death to appear as hit-and-run incidents in order to collect on multi-million-dollar life insurance policies they had taken out on the men. So, to kind of give a little background on the two men, Paul Vados was 73 years old. He was homeless and found laying dead in the alley in Hollywood, California, near 307 North La Brea Avenue on November 8th, 1999. Vados.
They should have thrown him in the La Brea tar pits. You know, the La Brea tar pits?
Yeah.
No one would ever find him.
No. I mean, yeah, it'd have been. Well, I mean, you got to have a body to collect on insurance, though.
Oh, that's true.
Or be gone for so long to be presumed dead, and then you get the. So he had actually immigrated from Hungary in 1956, and of course, according to the investigation, appeared to be a victim of a hit and run. 2 years previously, in 1997, Golay and Rederschmidt began applying for life insurance policies on Vados, listing themselves as the beneficiaries. After Vados' death, Golay and Rederschmidt received benefits from 8 different life insurance policies that had been taken out on him. And then, Kenneth McDavid.
That's not a red flag?
Right.
8?
Yeah. 8.
Wow.
And according to surveillance video, 53-year-old homeless man Kenneth McDavid was hit by a silver 1999 Mercury Sable station wagon on June 21st, 2005. McDavid was originally from Northern California and attended Sacramento State University. From November 2002 to March 2003, Golay and Rutterschmidt took out a total of 13 policies on McDavid that totaled $3,700,000. On the various insurance applications, Golay and Rutterschmidt were listed as McDavid's business partner, cousin, or fiancé. Before their arrest, Golay had received a total of $1,540,767.05 in insurance proceeds from McDavid's death.
So was it one woman that was doing both of them?
They were both in on it.
So one woman was the main spouse, and then the other one was kind of the supporting actor.
I mean, it depended on how they were listed on the policies, because they would go to different companies to take out the different policies. None of them were ever listed as a spouse. They were always listed as a business partner, okay, a friend, a fiance.
Beneficiary.
Right. That way, because okay, if you list wife, then at that point you have to be able to have a marriage certificate. And then Rutterschmidt, yeah. So before the arrest, Golay received a total of $1,540,767.05 in insurance proceeds in McDavid's death, and Rutterschmidt a total of $674,571.89. So to give a little background on our two perpetrators here, Olga was born in Hungary in 1933. She immigrated to the United States in 57 and owned a coffee shop in Los Angeles with her husband. Having divorced, she moved to Hollywood in the 70s. And Helen was born in Texas in 1931. She lived in a $1.5 million home and was also a landlord, owning three further properties.
Talk about the odd couple.
Right.
Somebody from Hungary and meets a girl Texas. From Texas. Yep. That's the odd couple.
And as of this reading, as of November 2022, Rutterschmidt is serving her sentence at Central California Women's Facility, while Golay is at California Institution for Women. And the reason why this particular set of murders differs from other Black Widows is usually there's an actual relationship between the Black Widow and the victim. This, none of the men are aware that these insurance policies have been taken out.
And most Black Widows are serial killers.
Yes.
These women are just, it's got to be three or more for a serial killer, right?
Yeah. Because we talked about when we did the Pleasant Pruitt case.
Yeah.
We basically laid down how the FBI has serial killers profiled, and one of the boxes that has to be checked is it's got to be three or more kills done in the same way.
Or
the same MO.
And done separately.
Correct.
Otherwise, you're just a mass murderer.
Correct.
Right.
And in this case, they got two.
Yeah.
So they were one kill short. They were almost there.
A lot of serial killers don't do it for financial motivation either.
No.
A lot of them don't.
It's a psychological thing.
That's why Black Widows are so different.
Right.
You know, it's money. They want money.
Right. And as you said, a lot of times, it's usually for one of two reasons. When it comes to these women, it's usually money and status. Or in some cases, with Belle Gunness, it was a little bit of both. With her, it was money and it was the thrill of the kill. It was because she enjoyed it.
She probably initially killed for money and then realized she liked it.
Yeah,
probably. Like, oh, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. I mean, remember how many bodies they said or remains they said they found on the property?
Yeah.
Like, it was insane. And Mike said with Olga and what was the other one's name? And Helen, you know, for them, they were doing it for the money. They wanted the money. I'm going to guess with Olga especially, you know, she was divorced and lost whatever revenue she was getting from the coffee shop with her ex-husband.
I always think of Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah.
The waitress. What's your name? Helen. Oh, that's a beautiful name.
Oh, my God. Oh, I forgot all about that. But, yeah, that's awesome. Helen, who lived in Texas, she was a landowner. She owned three properties plus her own home, and the home by itself was worth $1.5 million. So
it was in Cali, right?
Huh?
Her home was in Cali, in Hollywood, that area.
It doesn't say exactly where the $1.5 million home was and where the three properties were. I'm going to assume probably California.
You said they moved to Cali. They did. So if it's $1.5 million, that's probably that's just an average house.
I mean, in Texas, houses are real expensive too.
Yeah.
Especially if depending where it's at.
Right.
But a lot of housing in Texas could be really expensive as well. So once they were arrested, they were brought up on charges. The women were brought up on 2 counts of murder and 9 counts of fraud. The women pleaded not guilty to all charges. And there was actually a third homeless man named Jimmy Covington, who was 48 years old, testified at trial that he had been approached by Rutterschmidt. Covington asserted that she took him to a Burger King restaurant for a meal, where she promised him shelter and assistance with obtaining welfare and other services for the destitute. He then testified that he had moved out after a few days due to growing suspicions that Golay and Rutterschmidt, after they asked him to sign documents and demand that his date of birth, social security number, and other identifying information. By then, Golay and Rutterschmidt had already filled out one life insurance policy application on Covington. The case was described by Deputy District Attorney Shelley Samuels, who prosecuted it, as like arsenic and old lace, but it doesn't have Cary Grant. I think we talked about arsenic and old lace once in an episode, which is kind of funny. But anyway, the prosecution's case included secretly recorded conversations between Golay and Rutterschmidt when they were in jail. Rutterschmidt told Golay in one conversation, "You did all these insurances extra. That's what raises suspicion. You can't do that. Stupidity. You're going to go to jail, honey. They're going to lock you up." Suspicion had, in fact, been raised when a detective happened to overhear a colleague discussing a case whose features closely resembled that of another one. Both Golay and Rutterschmidt were convicted in Los Angeles, California, in April 2008 of conspiracy to murder Vados and McDavid and of the first-degree murder of Vados. Golay was convicted of the first-degree murder of McDavid. Convictions on the several counts spanned a week because one juror had to go on a trip and be replaced by an alternate. The original jury reached a deadlock over the final 2 counts against Rutterschmidt, but after an alternate juror was introduced and the trial judge ordered the jury to recommence deliberations, both women were sentenced to consecutive life terms at California State Prison without possibility of parole. There have been appeals to convictions and sentences would be denied and judgments upheld at first on August 18, 2009 by the Court of Appeals, 2nd District, Division 5, State of California, and ultimately by the California Supreme Court on October 28, 2012. So,
it's crazy how recent that was, really.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just been within the last decade.
Never heard of it, you know?
Neither have I. And, you know, the thing is like, I think part of that is like, they're not, because it wasn't a serial killing type Black Widow where she had like 5 dead husbands and 2 dead fiancés. Yeah, and
it's not sensationalized.
It's not sensational enough. It's not enough to make national news.
Because it won't scare people.
Right. And you can't.
It's just people looking for money. Like, people do stuff all the time looking for money.
Yeah, so. And you can't write books and write movies and documentaries. And, you know, what is that one on Netflix? What's that? Mind of a Murderer or something?
Yeah. Making a murder.
Yeah, making. You can't do that with 2 kills.
Right.
It's not sensational enough. But I thought it was interesting because, like, their names are literally the, you know, or the names of the 2 kills are the Black Widow murders.
Yeah, so that was our thoughts on Black Widows and death.
Yeah.
So we're going to let you go.
You guys have an awesome Memorial Day weekend.
Awesome Memorial Day.
Remember what we celebrate it for and have fun.
Freedom is not free.
Correct.